Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, let's call the meeting order. Let the record reflect that the time is 3:29 p.m. on Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. And present today are Senators Hoffman, Senator Stedman, Senator McKinnon, and Senator Egan, and myself, Senator Bishop. And I'd like to recognize our staff here today, Christopher Dickwell from Senate Records, Sam Greeley is our LIO moderator. My staff here in the room today is John Manley and Brittany Hutchison. And before we start again, you know, please silence all your cell phones and turn them off, because I've been informed by our communications people that even in silent mode, it affects the LIO's communication. So this is our first meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody here today, and this is like reminds me of my first shakedown cruise. I'm going to call this meeting as a committee as a whole, and if I make a few mistakes, I have plenty of expert people here in the room to keep us on task. So with that, today I'd like John Manley to come up. We're going to briefly discuss this in your bill packet. We're going to briefly discuss the Local Boundary Commission decision on Allakaket. Then we're going to hear from two appointees to the State Assessment Review Board, Steve Van Sant and William Roberts. And lastly, we're going to hear Senate Bill 22, the vehicle registration collection costs. And so, John, the floor is yours. So if you want to give us an overview on the Allakaket Boundary Commission.
Okay.
In the back of your binder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm John Daniel, Senator Bishop. This is just an informational item. The Local Boundary Commission's decisions are often referred to the legislature for them to take action, generally to disapprove of them if they don't like them. So we have 45 days from the day this arrived at the Senate Secretary's office, which would be March 8th, I believe, if we want to do something with it. But we just brought it up to see if the committee wants to do anything about it. It's a decision that was made on November 12th by the Local Boundary Commission, and that was received here on the 27th. This involves Allakaket and Alatna, and it they're both up on the Koyukuk River. Basically, they've taken 174 acres out of the Koyukuk Valley and basically stuck by a lot. And then they've added about 12.3 square miles packet. No one in the annexed area is opposed. We checked with Senator Olson's office and Representative Nagyak's office, and neither of them have any concerns about it. So the point of bringing it up today was to see if the committee has any interest in having further hearings on it. We don't know if anybody's opposed to it, so if you wanted to let it go, the 45 days would run and it would go into effect.
Thank you, John. Any questions from committee members? I see none, so we will just let the clock tick and let it move along. Thank you. And I just like my our friends that might be listening from Allakaket and Alatna there on the Koyukuk River to say hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we're going to move on and to the two appointees to the State Review Assessment Board on, I believe, we will, if we don't have, shortly have Steve Van Sant of Palmer and William Roberts of Kodiak. And are we online? So Mr. Van Sant is ready to go? Okay. Mr. Van Sant, can you hear us?
Yes, Senator, I can.
Okay. Well, thank you for being online. And the floor is yours. Relax, take a deep breath. I've been where you've been, talking to a committee trying to sell myself on why they should hire me. So the floor is yours, and please proceed. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Senator. Didn't realize I was going to have to try to sell myself here, but my name's Steve Van Sant. I just retired from State Service a year ago I was the state assessor for 22 years. I also served on the state assessment review board for 25 years, 15 years of that as the chairman of this board. I retired and actually resigned from the SARB, the state assessment review board, in 2008 when Sarah Palin was governor. They couldn't get a quorum the following year, so they asked me to come back and set for another year. I did. I set for 1 year in 2009 and then resigned under Governor Parnell. The State Assessment Review Board, as most of you do know, hears appeals from oil and gas industry or municipalities on valuation of oil and gas property that's assessed under AS 4356. Over the years, we've had drilling rigs, all kinds of oil and gas properties. Obviously, the biggest issue started in 2006 when the Trans-Alaska Pipeline system was appealed, at which time it was around $3 billion and going down. The state petroleum assessor at that time increased the valuation, and the oil companies appealed, the municipalities appealed, and eventually that appeal went on to a state Supreme Court. The value of that is up in the range of $9 billion in that area now. I haven't really read the latest decisions, but this board consists of five members, of which I guess I was a member for 25 years, and I was also state assessor for 22 years in the Anchorage office. I also was the assessor in Anchorage for about 5 years, the assessor in Matsu for about 4 years, and my appraisal company for another 5 years, and I worked for the Fairbanks Marshall Borough for about 10 years or so. I got a lot of appraisal experience, taught classes to all the assessors and appraisers in Alaska for the last 30 years, so I feel that that I bring a lot of knowledge to the game here, and obviously I know the players and have dealt with them before, so I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Mr. Van Sant. Committee members, does anyone have any questions? I would concur with your comments. Your education, training, and experience is pretty impressive. So no questions from committee members?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to speak on behalf of Steve. He's been before the Community and Regional Committee when I first started serving over in the other body. He's always tried to be creative with his ideas. He's been honest, trustworthy, and I value his opinion and would be happy to forward his name.
Thank you, Senator McKinnon. Any other comments from committee members? Mr. Van Sant, thank you for that overview, and have a good day.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, next up, I believe we have Mr. Roberts. Is Mr. Roberts online?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Mr. Roberts, the floor is yours. Please give us your qualifications, and the floor is yours. Thank you.
Like Mr. Van Sant, I didn't realize I'd be selling myself, and after listening to the man with all the experience, I think I'm going to wish I would first. But I've been doing appraising and assessing work for 32 years. I started as an appraiser for the Kodiak Island Borough, doing assessment work in 1983. I did that for 4 years. I then went out and was a fee appraiser for 23 years, owning my own company for 21 of those 23 years. I've appraised properties all over Alaska. I also affiliated with Paul Dirksen, who was an MAI over in Anchorage. Did a lot of fee appraisals through his office. And for the last 5 years, I've been the assessor in Kodiak Island Borough. Like Steve, I've vetted myself with all the qualifications necessary. I held a state license since state licensing for appraisers began, I believe it was 1992. My whole main emphasis as assessor is trying to bring everything into fair and equitable. That is the main two words for assessing, and I took over this job in Kodiak in 2010. My purpose was to make sure that everybody was paying on a tax taxes on an equitable basis and that my assessments were fair. I think for the state review board, I'll bring fresh blood because I haven't been there before. I will bring a perspective of an appraiser who spent 23 years in the field doing appraisal work, a lot of it commercial. And I will be able to look at values and look at methods and methodology and be able to decide if that methodology is bringing the results you want, which would be a fair and equitable assessment for the pipeline and for any other price.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Roberts, you have a very nice resume, and I thank you for your service. I don't know you like I know Steve, so I don't mean these questions to come to you, but can you tell me, when you look at equitable, how you will decide value concerning pipelines, since I'm not sure how much experience you've had in that particular realm, and I know that's been a hot topic on our board.
Well, what I've seen from us, I've read some of the past board reviews of the state assessment and also the appraisals brought before them by the oil companies and the municipalities. I think what I will bring is the ability to look at those and to dig down to the bottom of them and find out which methodology makes the most sense to get a fair value. You speak equitable, only the pipeline is only one, so we're not really trying to make it equitable with other pipelines, but at least an assessment that is fair and reasonable. I think that's where my expertise will come in handy.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Roberts, does that mean that you're... Can you tell me which methodology that you would lean towards in valuation?
Well, in the past, they've used the cost approach. The cost approach is a good value. It gives you a good value, but when you do the cost approach, you have to take in all the economic factors. And right now, we're looking at lower oil prices. We're looking at arguments about the depreciation of the pipeline. We're looking at some court cases that have come forward and said what the proven reserves should be considered at. All these things have to be taken into account to decide what is reasonable, what kind of a depreciation you're going to apply to the pipeline. Coming up with the cost to build it, I think, would be pretty easy, but it's the depreciated cost that's going to be the one that causes the problems. And right now, I think the economic issues are going to be the biggest.
Follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finally, then, do you, since you have quite a bit of community or municipality experience, do you tend then to think that your assessment will be more looking towards value towards the local communities or towards the state of Alaska? And the reason I ask that question is because of your statement about equity and then tying that equitable and fair distribution in a downward oil market. So it sounded like we're trying to make up somewhere, either at the state level or at the local level, for a devaluation of the actual value going through the line. And if I misunderstood that, please let me know.
I think you misunderstood that. I think my whole point would be that it has to be a reasonable value. And when I look at it, I'm supposed to be not partial toward the municipalities, toward the state, or toward the oil companies. I am supposed to come up, look at the presentations from all three of these entities and decide which one of these make the most sense or which blend of these make the most sense. I'm not really the one that's going to value the pipeline. I think that when I get to the board, I'm going to see three values. I'm going to see the value of the state assessor, Mr. Greeley did on it. I think I'll see the value in maybe some appraisal company for the municipality and a value that's given to me from the oil companies. And my job is to sort through that along with the other members of the board and come up with the most reasonable value given the economic situation of the oil industry.
Follow up?
Mr. Chairman, no more follow-ups. Thank you so much for those comments. I would just say to the committee that it's important as we look at engaging in a process and considering purchasing or being a partner in a pipeline, that we understand how that pipeline, in addition to the current one, might be assessed.
Thank you. Other committee members, comments? Mr. Roberts, thank you for your overview and the questions to the answers to your questions from the committee. And there's no other questions, Senator Stedman?
In the motion?
I'd like to enter a motion, please.
I move that we take Mr. Van Sant, Mr. Roberts' name forward for the State Assessment Review Board appointees to the joint session.
Okay, I thank both of you gentlemen for your time. The committee will take a brief at ease to sign the documents. Thank you. Okay, we're back on the record. For everyone's knowledge back at home, that we just signed this document to move these appointments forward. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. Thank you. Okay. We're back in session now again, and we're going to hear Senate Bill 22 by Senator Giesel and her staff, Forrest Wolf. Senator Giesel. Come on up and join us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Senator Kathy Giesel. I represent Senate District N in November. That's the Anchorage area. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you for hearing this bill today. Senate Bill 22 would update the Division of Motor Vehicles registration tax that it charges to the municipalities. So the way this works is you and I, citizens, renew their vehicle registration, and we do that through the state of Alaska. Part of the fee that we pay is a municipal motor vehicle registration tax. The state of Alaska collects that for the municipalities, and in doing so, they charge an 8% user fee, if you will, a charge to recuperate the cost for the Division of Motor Vehicles for collecting this for the municipalities. They pass the tax itself onto the municipalities, but they charge this 8% fee. So this fee was set in 1993, and it hasn't been updated since then, despite a reduction, frankly, in the cost of collecting this fee. DMV has become much more computerized. We can now renew our registrations online. It takes less staff on the part of DMV. In your packet, you have a statement from the municipality of Anchorage, which points out the ramifications of this. In 2012, the municipality chose to nearly double its auto registration fee. They did this to reduce the amount of property tax for local residents. As a result of that, with that 8% collection fee, it nearly doubled, or did double, the fee collection that DMV did for the very same amount of work. No increased work, But since the registration fee had gone up and the 8% was calculated off of that, then DMV actually, it amounted to them collecting over $500,000, $500,000 in excess fees. And that's just from the municipality of Anchorage. There are actually 16 municipalities that the DMV collects this user fee from, this 8% fee. So what the bill proposes to do is to lower that collection percentage to 5.5%. So from 8% down to 5.5%. In looking at the break-even cost in 2010, a break-even would have been 5.1% for DMV. So this actually would still give them a bit of a buffer. Okay, it's lowering to 5.5. 5.1, they would still be collecting the same amount of fee as they did in 2010. So it's not taking it all away. They're still going to be collecting some costs for their administration. But that's essentially, it would be essentially moving money from DMV into the communities where it actually belongs. So it would still help reduce property taxes on the local level. So that's the summary of the bill, Mr. Chairman. I believe there are some folks online, which my staff, Forrest Wolf, will talk about, I guess.
Forrest, put your name on the record, please.
Yeah, the chair, members of the committee. My name is Forrest Wolf, and I'm a staff to Senator Kathy Geisel. From the municipality of Anchorage, Treasurer Dan Moore, and then Kathleen Wasserman of the Alaska Municipal League as well.
Okay. Any committee members have any questions from the bill sponsor before we go online for questions? Okay. All right. Chris, let's see. I think we've got, is it Daniel Moore up first? Is that correct?
This is Daniel Moore.
Please state your name for the record, Daniel.
Okay. My name is Daniel Moore. I'm the city treasurer here at the municipality of Anchorage. And Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to testify on Senate Bill 22. We did, as Senator Geisel just mentioned, the municipality of Anchorage did write a letter of support for Senate Bill 22. And we believe strongly that this bill corrects an inequity that surfaced several years ago when the city of Anchorage increased its fee schedule. And basically, DMV started to receive a fall of revenues based on the 8% statutory rate. So Senate Bill 22 is designed to correct that and to remove most of the windfall revenue that DMV is currently getting. And as Senator Geisel said, the break-even rate would have been 5.1%. We actually took it to 5.5 as part of the proposal, just to make sure that everyone comes out a winner based on the legislative change. The communities, there are 16 of them that have a motor vehicle registration tax program that's administered by DMV. Those communities include, of course, Anchorage, Matsu, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Bethel, and many others. So it really does have a wide impact across the state. By making this adjustment, the way the math works out, all these local communities would effectively get a 3% increase in the revenues, the net revenues that they receive from the motor vehicle registration tax. So it would be additive to the local revenues across the state. It would also still allow DMV to basically maintain about a 7 or 8% windfall, if that's the correct term, based on what happened from a few years ago. As Senator Geisel mentioned, the DMV rate of 8% has never changed. The MVRT program started in 1993. That was 22 years ago. And all the efficiencies of technology and everything else that have come into play have clearly made it a lot easier and a lot more cost-effective to administer. Yet, even though these conditions have changed dramatically over the years, the rate itself has never changed, which begs the question, why not? A few years ago, when the city, back in 2012, the city of Anchorage increased its rate base, we did that to provide property tax relief, and our rates basically nearly doubled, and our revenue doubled, but because the state, the DMV statutory rate of 8% is a fixed rate, DMV ended up getting double the amount of collection costs from the municipality of Anchorage. And that was $500,000 per year of windfall revenue to DMV, we're now entering the fourth year. So in 3 years' time, DMV has been able to collect $1.5 million just from the municipality of Anchorage in additional windfall revenues. This has also affected all the other communities in the state because they have had to pay at an 8% rate, just like the municipality of Anchorage, when the rate really should have been lowered to somewhere in that 5.5% range several years ago. So we did help make the proposal since we were one of the largest impacted communities. We do believe this is a fair proposal that's balanced. And I did read the fiscal note that was written, I guess, by DMV. They sort of characterized this as a loss to DMV, but I would disagree with that. I would say this is a reduction in the windfall. And so DMV always was able to operate and to pay for their costs to administer the MVRT program, but they don't need another $500,000 to operate because the service they provide today is the same service they provided to us in 2010 before this whole circumstance arose. So anyway, just to summarize, the proposed bill represents a win-win for all 16 Alaskan communities. It reasonably adjusts the MVRT revenues that are retained by DMV, and it corrects this inequity that was never intended when the city of Anchorage increased its rate base. So for all those reasons, I strongly support urge the committee to support Senate Bill 22, and thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you. Committee members, questions of Mr. Moore? Senator Stedman has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just got a general question. I'm just kind of curious. There's multiple communities listed. If we could maybe, when we get back again on this bill, get a breakdown of the impact of each community, they should be able to run that pretty easy.
Thank you. Senator McKinnon?
Mr. Chairman, and a follow-up to that is the expenses that we incur for each community, because Anchorage may have a consolidation of services and deliver everything from the perspective of electronic transactions, but other communities that are listed may have more labor-intensive. So I see that we may hear from DMV. I'd like to know what their costs are associated with each of the communities that we're laying out there, too, so that we know if there's indeed a direct correlation with a percentage interest, or if Anchorage, because it's larger, sees more cost savings on their side of the equation. So.
And for the committee members, Amy Erickson from DMV is online for question only.
That'll be a question.
Yep.
When we're done.
Yep. Okay. Other committee member questions? I see we have Kathy Wasserman here. Kathy, did you want to testify?
Yeah.
Senator, thank you.
You bet.
Kathy, please join us.
Thank you. Sorry, I was late. And that darn door, they lock it. You have to go all the way around. For the record, my name is Kathy Wasserman. I'm with the Alaska Municipal League. I have not had the opportunity, it's been a bit busy, to do all the research on this, but last year we dealt with another bill that was deeply engrossed with the DMV, and Amy Erickson was a great help to us, but we did have breakdowns from the 16 communities involved in what their actual tax collection was from the fees for licenses. If I would have been a little more collected, I would have gotten those, and we could have probably just sort of done the math and figured out what the cost would be that they at least collect. And as far as the expenses, I don't know. Ms. Erickson could probably speak to that, and that's something we didn't deal with on the last bill. But I know today, with the deficit, the communities have discussed this, and we really are going to try to be helpful through this whole situation with our financial situation. And so when we do realize places that we might be able to help our revenue stream, we certainly will jump on that.
Thank you. Questions to Kathy from committee members? Seeing none. Thank you.
Thank you.
And sorry the door was locked.
That's not your fault.
It's intentional.
Keeps the daycare kids safe.
Senator Egan?
Nope.
Questions? Any further questions? Did we capture our questions going forward for our action items?
Yes.
Staff, did we get those? Okay, good. If there's not any other questions at this time, I'd like to close the public hearing. And I'd also like to say that, Senator Giesel, thank you for presenting here today, you and Mr. Wolf. And just, we're going to set this bill aside for today. And if there's no further agenda items before the committee, we're going to adjourn. So it is 4:02 and the committee is adjourned.